This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, let's dive into one of the weirdest, most fascinating stories in the entire world of personal development. Seriously, we're talking about a legendary author, a book that was literally hidden from the public for over 70 years, and get this, a supposed interview with the devil himself. But what if that interview was actually something else entirely?
I know, it's a wild question, but that's the real premise of a book that was considered so explosive, so controversial, it took almost 3/4 of a century just to get published. And the answer to that question? Well, it's way more complex, and honestly, a lot more useful than you might think.
Just look at this timeline for a second. Napoleon Hill writes this manuscript way back in 1938, but it's not published until 2011. That is a 73-year gap. His own family was so concerned about the backlash that they kept it under lock and key. You have to ask yourself, what could possibly be so shocking that it had to be hidden for that long?
To get that, you gotta know the author. This is Napoleon Hill, the guy behind the absolute monster bestseller Think and Grow Rich. But, you know, after that huge success, he really hit a wall. He was struggling, big time. And in his search for answers, he decided he needed to have a talk with what he called his other self, the source of all his fear, his doubt, his procrastination.
And this is where things get really weird. The entire book is written like a Q&A session. Hill is the interviewer, and the person in the hot seat is a figure he just straight up calls the devil. He's basically trying to force this embodiment of pure negativity to spill its secrets, to reveal all the tricks it uses to keep people from succeeding.
So, what did he supposedly learn in this cosmic interrogation? Well, he basically created a playbook for self-sabotage, told from the perspective of the master of sabotage himself. It's a guide to all the ways we hold ourselves back. Okay, so, according to Hill's devil, his number one favorite tactic is something called drifting. You know this state. It's when a person is just sort of moving through life. No major purpose, no clear direction. They're just floating along, reacting to things. And when you're in that state, you become incredibly easy to influence and control. And you can really see the two sides of the coin here. On one side, you've got the drifter. No purpose, totally at the mercy of circumstance. But on the other, you have the non-drifter. This person has what Hill calls a definiteness of purpose. They know exactly what they want, they're self-reliant, and they don't just accept their circumstances, they create them. It's the ultimate defense.
So how does the devil keep people drifting? Well, he uses a very specific toolkit of psychological weapons. Fear is the big one, of course, especially fear of failure. But fear has its little helpers: indecision, doubt, and, yeah, good old procrastination. Sound familiar? These are the mental traps that stop us from even choosing a definite purpose to begin with.
And here's the bottom line on that. Fear is the root of it all. It's the master weapon. It completely paralyzes us, and that paralysis breeds the doubt and the indecision that just leaves our potential sitting on the shelf unfulfilled. For Hill, if you want to outwit the devil, you have to conquer fear.
Okay, so that's Napoleon Hill's story. A literal chat with a metaphorical devil. It's a powerful idea. But what if something even deeper was happening? Let's switch gears and look at this whole thing through a completely different lens. The psychology of Carl Jung.
And this, right here, is the question that changes everything. Was it really the devil? Or, in trying to talk to his other self, did Napoleon Hill accidentally stumble upon a powerful, legitimate, psychological technique for talking with his own unconscious mind?
The technique has a name. It's called active imagination. It was pioneered by the legendary psychiatrist Carl Jung. And the idea is pretty wild. You consciously decide to engage with the figures from your subconscious, You know, the characters in your dreams or daydreams. You talk to them. You ask them questions. You literally give a voice to a part of yourself that is normally silent.
And who or what would you be talking to? Well, in many cases, you'd be having a chat with your shadow. In Jungian psychology, the shadow is the name for everything we've repressed about ourselves. It's all the stuff we sweep under the rug. It's that dark side, our conscious mind, our ego, doesn't want to admit is even there. It's where we store our fears, our insecurities, all the things we don't like about ourselves.
So now we have these two big ideas floating around. Hill's devil, on one hand, and Jung's shadow, on the other. They seem totally separate. But when you put them side by side, wow, the connection is just undeniable. And it brings up a new question. Is meeting this part of yourself a bad thing?
I mean, just look at how perfectly these concepts map onto each other. Hill's devil is a textbook description of the shadow archetype. His goal of connecting with his other self is what Jungians would call achieving an integrated self. The interview itself, that's active imagination in practice. And overcoming fear is exactly what psychologists call shadow integration. It's almost a perfect one-to-one translation between self-help and deep psychology.
But here's where the psychological view adds this really crucial, beautiful layer of nuance. The shadow isn't just a garbage bin for all your bad stuff. As one Reddit user on the Jung subreddit put it so perfectly, your shadow can be both a devil and an angel.
And this is such a huge insight. The shadow also holds the positive qualities we were taught to push down. Think about it. Maybe you were told as a kid that being ambitious was selfish, or that being creative and artistic wasn't a real job. Well, those powerful positive traits can get shoved down into the shadow too. So confronting it isn't just about facing your demons. It's also about reclaiming your hidden superpowers.
So what does the shadow actually do? Well, when it's ignored, it pretty much actively works against your conscious goals. It has this weird way of throwing the very things you hate or fear right into your path. It can feel like bad luck or like the universe is out to get you. But the key is realizing it's not some external force. It's a fundamental part of you that is just screaming to be acknowledged.
Okay, so what on earth do we do with all this? How do we take this bizarre story from 1938 and this deep psychological theory and actually turn it into something we can use to make our lives better?
Here's the big takeaway. The name really doesn't matter. You can call it the devil, the shadow, your inner critic, your other self, whatever. It's all pointing to the exact same truth. Real growth, real success, comes from having the courage to finally turn around, look at the parts of yourself you've been running from, and bring them into the light.
So this gives us a really clear path forward. Step one, from Hill, set a definite purpose. That's your shield. Step two, consciously confront your fears and doubts. Don't let them fester. Step three, practice independent critical thinking to break free from that drifting state. And finally, step four, using the language of Jung, integrate your other self. Acknowledge your shadow. Learn from it instead of letting it secretly run the show. So I'll leave you with this final thought. We all have a devil. We all have a shadow. We all have parts of ourselves we've pushed away. The ultimate question isn't whether it's there. The question is, what is it hiding? Is it just guarding your fears, or is it also guarding your greatest, most powerful, untapped potential? What amazing strength have you pushed into the dark that, if you finally reclaimed it, could change everything for you?